Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And the freedom as we know it.
Is there any way you can let us know if you're hearing us, Linda? Well, here we go. Hoping we're being heard. Another week of, I don't know what to call it. I call it desperation. If it's not the coronavirus, it's whatever, you know, just attack anything and everything because you're sinking so far. You're, for the first time in many years, the Republicans in Congress are rated higher than the Democrats in polls than the Democrats in Congress. For the first time in years, you have more people in polls, more people showing up conservative than before, and we're seeing that. You've got the walk away movement, the Blexit movement, and just so many others. You know, you can only take so many times of being lied to, misled. You see things happen. See Joe Biden.
I called in on my cell phone because the other thing's not working. You guys have been heard all the way through it.
Oh, that might be good. That might be bad. You know, I was just talking about Congress being the Republicans being having a higher percentage of approval than the Democrats, and we're seeing so much things. So we're seeing all these things thrown out there from desperation. And I can almost tell you how tonight's going to go. It'll be another night for Biden, and Biden will be used to get rid of Bernie. But I think Burisma, before the election, Burisma is going to bring Biden down, and then there'll be a last second substitute. That's good guess as anybody of who that would be. I looked at polling and stuff.
Right.
And neither Hillary nor Michelle could pull the power that these people need.
Yeah, so here's my guess. Okay.
Do you see where Biden attacked the union worker today?
Oh, my God. Well, that wasn't the worst of it. There was another clip Mark just played before we went live, how Biden was asked by some stupid reporter, because they're all in cahoots with each other, how Trump's handling the coronavirus thing. And he was actually calling Trump incompetent and not fit to do this. I mean, this guy can't even put a damn sentence together, and he's calling him incompetent.
You know, I would have said, but Joe,
Were you not the vice president when 1,000 people died in the United States before Barack Obama declared an emergency?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Hannity brought that up today on his. Anyway, it gets worse. Did you see on TV last night, I can't remember which one, Laura or one of them, all the people, it could have been Hannity, all the people that this clown Biden has supposedly wants to pick for his cabinet? I mean, it's a laundry list of everybody that served under Omega in the very beginning, every single one of them, including mal-worshipping Anita Dunn, for crying out loud. I mean, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, are you serious? John Kerry? Holy camoli.
I'm going to be honest and straightforward. Our job is just to show up to vote. And if we continue that and pushing that, I'm going to tell you something. The Bernie and Biden together.
You know, here's
and
the thing.
That's the
when
thing. We got to make sure these elections are as fair as we can have them. And we got to show up in mass. We got to take this like this is.
We will.
It is.
We will.
For us, it is a life or death situation. If you're a
Christian,
if you're a Christian, it can be a life and death situation. Because if you don't stand up, look, they have targeted the Christians. They have targeted anybody who doesn't want to surrender and be a puppet. And
So
many young people. So many young people have been misled by this, the indoctrination of the schools and the system, thanks to the school union, and I do blame them because they protect these people.
Yes. Well, yeah,
and
they're all together. So, you know, it gets worse. What Rush was saying, and he made it good, that whoever Joe picks, if they want him that badly because the rest of the field is dead, Blumenthal's not going anywhere. The only other speculation would be idiot Michael Lavon, and then there would be, you know, Stumblespeck, my turn, Thelonious Von Pantsuit, Hildebeest. And, you know, the only thing is, who is he going to pick for the VP? Because if they get him in there and he's incompetent, you know who's going to be running the show. And once they get rid of him.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point other people are making, and I agree with it. First of all, Biden, they try to talk about Trump's mentality. Here's Biden. He doesn't know what state he's in. He doesn't know what office he's running for. He thinks taking away guns and gun rights is standing up for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He takes his sister for his wife. I mean,
well, you know what? Now, I've changed my tune a little bit. I think his wife is just an idiot, and they're buying her off, basically. He's not going to be elected. I don't care who he picks, Bill. There's no way, because everybody on their side has so much skeletons in their closets. Trump knows this stuff. He would throw it at them at every debate in spades.
How could Biden – come on, if you're a Democrat, do you honestly believe Joe Biden can sit up there and debate Donald Trump, the man who thinks 150 million people killed from guns, the man who thinks, I mean, come on.
It's pretty sick, yeah. No, there's no way. Donald's going to shred. I don't care if he picks Kamala. He can pick Hildebeest. He can pick the Sasquatch. It doesn't matter. He's going to shred them. Whatever it takes, Bill, he's going to shred them because there's so much dirt on these people. It's not that difficult. And there's mounds of it. I mean, he'd have to have a hell of a lot of debates to pull it all out on the stage. There's,
now,
you know,
it's obvious. Well, you see the Democrats are already saying Trump needs to stop his rallies, but they're not going to stop there.
Oh, well, I've heard they are. I heard that Biden and Bernie both are canceling. But, I mean, what is it, a couple hundred people? It's not like, you know, it's not like there's 25,000, 150,000 wanting to get in.
Yeah, it's not like that. And truthfully, the media has blown the threat. And I'm not saying it's not a threat. Every disease is a threat, even me. But, you know, they are blowing this up. Way bigger than it really is.
way bigger than it really is.
It's gonna, they're going to fall flat on their
feet. All the deaths that we have in this country, two-thirds of them are out of one facility.
They're out of what?
Two of them are out of one nursing home facility.
Well, yeah, because...
That's the deaths in our country. They would make the media try to make think it's all spread out everywhere across the country. It's not.
I know they lie. That's all they freaking do, Bill, is lie. I mean...
Now you got New York. They're calling out the National Guard, blah, blah, blah. People read Agenda 2030. Read about fusion centers. That's what they're trying to do.
That's what they're doing.
They're trying to take total... If they do this, the next thing, they'll be coming in looking for guns, whatever. That's what they're up to. It's not.
Oh, I know. It's beyond. Oh, it's Stalin, too. And he was worse, I think. I mean, when you get down to it, well, they were both as bad as it gets. But
I'm thinking, because I've read these reports from other countries saying Bernie Sanders is full of crap, like Denver, like Denmark, and Norway and a few others.
I saw that.
Yeah, their responses to Bernie. But yet Bernie is still pushing that damn lie, and he will. He's a typical, he may not be a real Democrat, but he's typical in that they can't tell the truth.
No, of course not. Well,
you know,
he's...
That's he's, like I've seen another excuse out of Hillary.
Bernie's too stupid to figure it out.
Her loss, and I flat out put on there, Hillary, you lost because you are a liar. Your entire history is nothing but lie. And until you can accept that fact and quit trying to blame anything other than you, you're going to do nothing but sink farther and farther in depression.
It doesn't matter. Well, she'll drown herself and hopefully kill herself with her friggin' Chardonnay out in the woods. But the problem with her is she's a narcissistic sociopath.
When it comes to people like Pelosi.
She has no soul, Bill.
Well, I agree kind of, but you know, when it comes to people like Pelosi and Hillary,
oh God!
Instead of wishing something violent on them, they're the kind of people that I wish the pulse of God's Spirit would strike them, put them on their knees, open their eyes, cleanse their hearts, and make them beg for forgiveness for the bullshit they pulled.
Well, you know, that would be wonderful, but I just, you know, I think they sold out to Satan a long, long time ago for money.
I said I've been putting these crooked politicians in stocks and throwing vegetation at it. You pick your vegetation, I pick up the tape.
It's sad, but you know what? I can't deal with those people. They're too far gone for me. The only one that's going to get to them is the Holy Spirit, and that ain't me. So
I am flabbergasted that so many people in this country are so behind in math. But they can't add and subtract the figure. Bernie's promises is nothing but bringing major, major poverty to the entire country, except for Bernie. You know,
he would turn it into Cuba. He would turn it into Cuba.
And he said well, Russia wasn't a socialist country. It was when he went to the USSR. It was a something other than that. And I said, you know, he's kind of stupid because when you went to the USSR, it was United Soviet States of Russia.
No, it's a socialist, United Soviet Socialist Russia.
Yeah,
that's what.
Right there in the name.
Yep.
And Bernie, this is how these people. I hate to say it, but they think the entire population of this country is stupid. They think that anything they say, we're not going to check to see if they're right. We're just going to automatically believe they're right. And if we don't do that with our own family members and children, why would we do that with our government? I don't trust any government that doesn't read what they pass before they sign it.
Yeah, they don't write it either. They don't have, and that's not correct. That's not the way it was set up to be. I know. I just finished reading Profiles in Corruption. Oh, my God, Bill. There's so much stuff. It's not just insider trading. The majority of the graft and crap as far as the secret empires, when you go to the, like, Burisma, Ukraine, the money laundering, Cyprus, all that crap that's been going on, the stuff that they did, the Bidens did in China, and others have too, that they were just more called out by Solomon and Schweitzer and Glenn Beck. But those, that's where their personal money comes from, okay? They're getting money from these foreign entities, which is not illegal, and I think it should be, especially when you're in office.
Well,
okay?
My major problem, and I've been saying it for 10 years now at least, is the insider investing and trading that our elected are allowed to partake of.
Well,
and how they pass
what,
their, how they,
yeah.
they no longer go into office to serve the people. They go in to serve themselves.
Themselves, right. But here's what the worst part is. The book, it's not even just insider. What it is the crony corporatism and the what they call at someone's behest. It's called behest money. They have media buy stuff. They've got all this nepotism garbage going on. They get it's corporate cronyism and government cronyism, because they're in bed. The lobbyists come to these guys. They're dangling all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for their campaign contributions. And then these guys go in and start legislating and changing laws behind everybody's backs. And they say, oh, this is going to be great for this, this, and this. And the only people that are making out is either the unions or the lobby person or the freaking, the goddamn politician.
You know,
it's true.
I had a proposal to eliminate all this crap. Proposal was, you set a limit on how much can be contributed by an individual, and you make it a reasonable limit. You know, it can't be too
high.
They've
got that already, but they get
the whole
round.
Now, wait, Linda, and you make it to where political groups and organizations, the only person that can contribute to a campaign, to a political thing, the only one who can contribute is an individual. No unions. No unions. No companies, no businesses, no schools, just individuals. Because only an individual has a vote.
Here's the thing. Even if they find ways to go around this. That's what I'm telling you when you read these books.
Well, where we got to find ways to cut off their path around it. We got to put it in such a manner that it can't be messed with. We got to do a snook shall not be infringed kind of thing.
Exactly. You mean the amendments, and that's why I'm thinking Article 5. They're already 16 now. When we first started talking about this, there was only like 12. We're up to 16, and we're halfway there. If we get 34 states, and the guys are working on it day and night, so it's going to happen. We get these term limits, that's going to put the kibosh on a lot of this crap. We get that 17th Amendment repealed, Bill. I'm telling you, things are going to turn around even better, and I'm praying for it. I really think that, you know, you're not going to get the blue states, but right now Trump's setting the stage, because if he gets reelected, which I'm praying he does, you know, he's going the next 4 years, he's going to pave the way for all of those things to happen for us, because people are going to find out what this republic was supposed to be like.
You know what I found out was interesting? That in your state right now, Republicans lead more of the races than Democrats.
Yeah, because people have finally – there's a whole bunch of coalitions out here on Facebook.
People are tired of the crap.
Of the crap.
How many new taxes was just defeated? Give you kudos for that. Thank God. But they're going to come at you with another 500. You know how they are. These people get in office and they think it's their job to figure out how to take our money so they can spend it on their pet projects.
Well, it's
and
worse
then somehow,
than that.
Somehow – their buddies, their family, or somebody gets a kickback out of that deal.
Well, they all do. And
that was what ruined the Indiana prison system.
Yeah,
state of Indiana, our prison system was self-sufficient. They grew their own food. They made their own clothes. You know, all these things. They did it themselves. And then somebody, some elected official or somebody's buddy had canned goods or clothing or something. And when we can do this, and in the deal, somebody got a kickback, and we no longer are self-sufficient.
Yeah, so the other part, the worst part about California, not just taxing the hell out of us, which is bad enough, then they find ways to make laws at the same time that takes away all of our freedoms. That's what they do here. and people got tired of it, and now we've got tons of coalitions here to try to take back California, flip the state back to red. I mean, they're really working on it. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but because there was people going up against Pelosi and everything else.
Somehow, all them coalitions have got to come together.
Well, they do. They're on.
You know, that was
on.
The greatest thing about – that was the biggest thing about when the Tea Party hit. Because
I know.
The first thing was the 9/12 Project, and everybody – by the thousands and thousands were joining
millions.
The 9/12 Project. It was too big for Glenn.
Yeah, it crashed the server. Yeah, I remember. I crashed it, too. I was there. I was on my computer when he talked about it. Everybody was there. Oh, yeah.
What was happening was the entire populace was getting organized.
Yeah, and they were sick of it.
We've got to do that. We've got to do that, like, in your state. Here in my state, Linda, I don't know how many times I've had somebody come and ask me to endorse them, and I've just laughed at it. But
yep.
There's two young ladies, they never asked for my endorsement. But I'm going to tell you, Sarah Blom in Northern Indiana, seeking her state congressional district there, and I support Heather Blind in the Johnson County in Southern Indiana. Those are the only two people I've ever put. Profoundly endorsed other than Pence and Trump.
Well, you know, it's sad what's happening, but, you know, that's when you talk about the, of course, the demon rats and the others and the Bernie Sanders and the Pelosi's, they count on their constituents being completely dumbed down. Well, they've done a good job because a lot of them, you know, as we've talked about, they couldn't read and comprehend history if they tried. It's sad, or they've been so indoctrinated. But there's a whole bunch of us out here, Bill. That's all I do is read. You know what I'm reading right now? You're going to laugh, but this one's really good, and I didn't think it would be. But
I sit here and laugh because Pelosi and these are the kind of people I was taking out of class to tutor.
This one is one of the guys who wrote – the man who wrote this was on with Levin on his Sunday show a couple weeks ago, and it's called FDR Goes to War. This was published in 2011, and it's in Amazon. I think it was $4.99 paperback, so I got a copy. I'm right in the part where it's 1938, and Churchill's involved, and Neville Chamberlain was spoken about, and FDR is the president, and it is real hairy. It's like watching a movie. This is a really well done book, and he's supposed to be one of the highest renowned scholars on FDR, so that's why I got this one, because if I want to know about this guy and what was going on, and especially with the New Deal and all his crap and the Depression and how he decimated the military and stuff, this is the book you need to have. So if anybody says, oh, FDR was a great president, I'll say, no, he wasn't, and I have proof, you know, because if we don't, Like Mark said on his show, he says, if we lose our history, we lose our future. And he's right. I mean, my God.
Exactly. You know, exactly. I was saying something the other day. You know, my mother just passed, and I have a great aunt. She's not big about keeping pictures and stuff. And I say, I keep the pictures. And I teach my grandkids who these people were and everything. And I said, that's history. They need to know that.
Yes, they do.
I got older on my mom's side. One of her cousins, family history, Chad and I have seen it. That's how we discovered that we were actually related.
Yes.
And,
yes.
We have our history turned back to 82 BC. We know exactly. One of my cousins went to the ancestry.com and asked them, you know, they came back with some hogwash. So, he told them that we had our family history documented, and that, you know, that they were hogwash.
What happened was my aunt and my mother, I guess, back in the day, this was probably a good 15, 20 years ago, they compiled everything that they could together, and they typed it up and put it in little folders and gave everybody stuff. So it goes through the history of my mother's grandparents and great-grandparents, all the way on both sides of her family, all the way down to, you know, when Grandpa Don married Anna Florence, my mother's mother, and the kids' birth dates, and everything, who married who after they got older, everything. It was, it's beautiful. And I have Grandma Florence's
I believe everybody has a part in their history that makes them proud of their family. I believe that. You know,
yeah.
Chad and I, we're proud of our religious, our family's religious
right.
history, and we're proud of the fact that during the Civil War, our ancestors wrote books against slavery, and they helped with the Underground Railroad. Because,
oh my God,
you know,
that's great.
I get really ticked off when someone says that you're a racist. I'm married to an Indian, you moron.
You know, here's the thing. Bill, they have destroyed that word. It doesn't have any. It doesn't have any meaning anymore. It's sickening. You know, did you guys watch Bob Woodson on Levin last Sunday? Oh my God, he was brilliant. And he said this is the only country in the world.
I find history very enlightening.
Yeah.
And I like to, you look at how far we've come in so many ways and things.
Right.
And the things that our ancestors fought so hard against, our children of today are fighting so hard for.
I know. That's because they're brainwashed.
The world is crazy. But every one of these Democrats, senators and Congress people, they're not bright people, because if they were bright, they would know that if they get everything in place they're trying to do, that then they don't have no election, and then they no longer serve a purpose, and they've already showed they can't be trusted by how they are.
Well, look, you know what he said. He's a black guy. And he's going against the New York Times evil 1619 project, which is just completely distorting history and lying and indoctrinating everybody. And so he's got the 1776 project, and he says there's no way that we are still a nation, like Bernie claims, that we are racist from top to bottom, which is horse crap on a good day. And so he says, my God, he says, we fought a damn civil war, and how many people died, and many races were fighting in that war, you know, plus the fact, he says, this is the only country in the world that has an Emancipation Proclamation. And, you know, this man is so well-educated. So what he's doing is he's trying to get the communities, in every community he can, especially with these big cities where there's so many problems, he's getting the youth together, and he's educating them and helping them, whether it's people that, you know, just get out of jail and they've served their time, and the police departments are coming in, the fire departments are coming in. They're training these people and talking to them and trying to uplift them like a big brother project. And it's working, and it's fabulous. And so he's doing everything he can.
We have that happening here, where I just read a girl just got her high school diploma, the jail helping people get their diplomas. My only complaint is they want to build this multi-million-dollar drug rehab facility. And I'm thinking, so the taxpayers are going to pay for it. I'm thinking, why am I building this facility, staffing it, filling it with whatever it needs, desks, chairs, whatever, with all the stuff it needs, if I do all that, why don't I just take that money and pay it to the counselor and send that counselor to the prison to talk to the person?
Right.
I was always under the impression that prisons were supposed to be rehabilitation centers.
Right. So here's what these guys are doing, though. He's just relating in the communities. He's relating these stories and getting it out in the local newspapers, right? So if somebody's a good deed, whether they're someone that's homeless or somebody who's down and out or whatever, or a recovering alcoholic or has done a really good Samaritan deed, these stories get out there, and then the public, through charity, you know, not forced charity, not at a gun, but through their own goodness of their hearts, are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars and large sums of money just like you would do a GoFundMe type thing, and helping the people who need it the most. It goes directly to the cause, not to anything else, and it's not taxpayer funded. So that's what he's trying to do, which is wonderful. So
we could fix so many things and stuff in this country if we could get control of where the taxpayer money is spent and what projects it went spent for. We waste so much money on crap projects that are nothing more than a way for someone else to pad their pocket. A cylinder,
yeah, it's
if you will.
Yeah.
A cylinder,
I know.
If you will. You know,
oh, there's more.
We waste so much money. That's money wasted. And if we put that money to good programs, real programs, we could improve the lives of so many people.
Well,
we've got to get away from this the government owes you everything mentality. Because
I know.
I always ask one of these young Democrats that take it from the wealthy. I said, you take every dime they got, what are you going to spend the second 6 months?
Yeah, then what do you mean?
I said, that's all if you took every penny from the millionaires and billionaires.
Yep.
And you, that's what, how much you would just barely be able to pay that first six months debt.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking Bernie. What is it that we actually take in a year, $11 trillion, something like that. Bernie wants to spend $16 trillion a year.
Crazy.
You know, yeah.
I know. He's the dumbest thing. He and Joe Biden have got the same dementia.
Bernie's not the dumbest thing. The dumbest thing is the people that believe in him and support him.
I know. Well, that's because they don't know any better, and nobody reads anything, Bill. Except you and me and the fence post.
What did Bernie go to college for? Bullshittery?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe he was studying how to lie like Lia Walk I've worn. I don't know. Jesus. He probably did the same thing.
I question a lot of these people. I know there's a lot of lawyers and stuff, doctors in there and stuff, but I would want to know what degree. And if someone says political science, I got to laugh in their face. Politics ain't a science.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well,
politics is best classified as a scam.
Politics, basically, because I was trying to explain that to my niece yesterday because she came over, and I showed her my books, and I said they're amazing, and I said, there's a difference between politics and history, and I said what I'm reading here is history. Because politics, they lump it all together because they really don't know any better. And I is trying to explain that politics is when there's two people going at each other trying to be on the stump speeches and vying for the same office. That's political, okay? Those are different ideologies and talking points and, you know, bickering, like John Adams and Jefferson did. And they went at it pretty hard. But history is a whole different thing. So is the Enlightenment period or philosophy. You know, and that's part of history also, which people don't get, but it's true. You know, we've got Aristotle, Cicero.
I have the Kinky Friedman version of it. Politics, from the Latin word poly meaning many and tics meaning bloodsucker.
Well, they are, but we allow it. See, this
they
is
did,
it. And then,
yeah, they didn't used to be, and not all of them probably are. I'm not going to say every one of them is, but when you realize that pork barrel spending and earmark are nothing more than political bribes being paid for by taxpayer dollars, and you realize these people, look how many of them invested in the green agenda to profit off of it. The same thing with these other ideas they come up with. You know, the whole plastic thing, they go after plastic bags when there's so much other plastic. Why did you pick the least amount to go after? Why
they just
yes, Chad has a vest that it's remade plastic into the plastic bottles remade into a vest. And, you know, I ask that question. If it's already made, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly. Well,
it doesn't rot away like other stuff. It doesn't rot away. It's there forever, ever kind of deal. Not a diamond, but damn near.
What they did, they obviously, look, what the crap that goes on here.
Invested in the paper. The
who's invested in the paper.
No, who's lobbying them to do this? Because every time you buy a bag at the grocery store, it's still made out of the same damn plastic, and it costs you 10 cents. Somebody is getting rich off this scam, and everybody else has to bring their own bags. That's what's going on.
That's where our political system, both sides of the aisle for the most part, have got to. What you're just saying, that's where they've got to. And
I know.
I got to say, for the first time, you got a president that lost money while being in office.
I know.
The first time in our history.
I know. And he's not even taking a salary, for God's sakes. These bastards just lied to their people.
Yeah. And yet they still attack you. They still make bogus claims that they can't back up.
I know. They lied to their people.
If the truth was known about the whole scandal and stuff, Adam Schiff would be locked away forever.
Yes, yes. And so would Comey.
And so would
his co-conspirators.
See, we got conspiracy in this country. And they love to use the conspiracy theory to throw out there, oh, it's a conspiracy. Well, I could name you 20 conspiracies that turned out to be real. Starting with the Bilderberg group.
Yep. Well, Agenda 21.
Yeah. What was the place in California that turned into empty island? All these things were conspiracy theories until they were proven to be true.
But they don't care about the truth. They don't want the truth.
The truth does not serve their purpose. The truth does not get them to what they're after. See, they want Solomon's wealth, but they don't want to have Solomon's wisdom.
No, they don't care about wisdom. They worship mammon. They worship power.
No. And they constantly try to pull this reverse psychology trick on us by accusing the right of doing what they are doing.
It's projection. It's actually Fabian socialist Freudian bullcrap is what it is. That's where it comes from. It comes from Sigmund Freud, and he was Fabian socialist out of Europe.
To me,
it's BS.
To me. They don't realize that, but that is the cycle of analysis. When you do something like it, it protects yourself because you're weak and you're scared.
Yeah,
well,
they're bullies and cowards. Yeah.
They are weak.
They
are
and
weak.
They know it.
They're weak in their knowledge because they don't know history.
They don't care.
They don't know how certain things have been dealt with. They don't know how history was dealt with the crap that they're trying to pull. They don't know math. I mean, if the power goes out, the lady can't make change for a dollar. Jesus, Lord.
I was young,
I had a little thing where I had a little change thing. I click on the side of me when I collect for newspapers. But today, these kids today could operate one of those.
No.
It's ridiculous. And it's not the kids' fault. That's not it. The kids got to be treated with love and kindness, but they've got to be awoken to the fact, and it's the parents especially, this is where it starts, the parents have got to go into the schools and say, knock this crap off. I don't care what their union says. We will yank our kids from this school. Let your union pay you for that.
Right. Well, you know, we've talked about this before. I was so lucky. Both of my parents were, you know, big on education and very smart people and very well educated. My dad read more than, you know, he was like Terry Rowland. I could never catch up to their reading, their amount that they did. So, and they would start me at a very, very young age. All they had, we didn't have iPads and nothing. We didn't even have transistor radios, for God's sakes. And I was like 2 and 3, and they would buy those toys where you could educate your kid while they're playing. And I was reading fluently at 4. And I thank God. I mean, I just,
I
love it.
The pocket calculator didn't come out till 76.
Yeah, so I was way after my time of being born. But
and you got kids that'll look at you, Linda, and they'll say, "Well, how do you do that?" You know, they'll say, "You got a computer?" You say, "No." "Well, how do you figure stuff up?" In my head, that is my computer.
Yeah, that's right.
Things that we were taught to do in our head today, kids can't do with pencil and paper. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
It's the indoctrination system. It's the unions that back the indoctrination system. And they're another one that doesn't understand when socialists kick in what that means to them. And that's going to be the rudest awakening of all. The union leaders will have to hide because the union members will want their hide.
they'll take it out of their hides. But
when they realize they've just been led into slavery and there's no way out.
I got about three and a half minutes. But, I really think that, like you said, they're scared and they're floundering because I think they're going to get shellacked, and some of them know it, Bill. Some of them feel it and know it. But those idiots on the TV from, Communist Not News and PMSLSD, they don't know it yet. Like I said, there's not going to be enough towels to sop up the tears.
And what's going to be the greatest thing, and Chad and I witnessed this in 2016, we sat up all night, was the liberal media's meltdown.
Yep.
Because a lot of those liberal stations, they was doing everything in the world praying. They was praying, Linda. Something happened. Something's wrong. Something happened. And it wasn't going to happen. Trump was beating her.
Yep. It was fabulous.
I really, after the meltdown this time, I'm wondering if any of these news networks will attempt change their platform to be more honest and truthful. Or will they still be the liberal bullcrap media?
Yes, they will. And they will go after him harder. You watch. Mark my words.
Yeah. You know, he did that town hall the other night, Linda. It was the highest rated town hall on television ever.
That's awesome. I know.
Yeah. They've got to see the numbers. And they're losing viewers.
I know.
Their liberal media is falling. Yes, they'll sink with the ship. And I said, well, that's cool. Let them sink with the ship.
They will.
I'm glad that there are so many alternatives to the liberal media today. So many. I can't name them. There are so many different ones. I see all kinds of them. And we have the technology to go to YouTube and other spaces. You know, we have
about
the technology
to actually
go to congress.org and read the bill. Senate.org and read the bill. Know the truth about what they're passing. And
kids,
we're
going to go because I got 60 seconds.
We can go to the UN website. We can read it to the 2030.
Oh, I know.
And I wish a whole lot more people would do that and realize that they're planning on getting rid of 6 billion of you, so this coronavirus don't mean crap to them.
All right. Well, it's going to go off, so I won't even play music. But, guys, thanks for coming on. We'll try to do it again next week. I'll let you know. I'll text you with all my updates because I don't know what I'm going to be doing or whether I'm going to be getting another surgery or what. So I will talk to you soon. We got 32 seconds. Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.